Here's just one indication that Tennessee's recession hasn't been as deep or as damaging as what other southern states have experienced. Tennessee hasn't had a single bank closing in years, while neighboring states haven't been so lucky. Georgia's had 27 banks fail so far this year. Alabama and North Carolina had two bank closings each in 2011. Mississippi and Arkansas have both closed a single bank in recent months. Tim Amos is a spokesman for the Tennessee Bankers Association. He says Tennessee's economy didn't overheat as badly as other states pre-recession, and so didn't fall as far during the recession.
We didn't have the same kind of expansive real estate development and growth that, for example, Georgia had, where you see a lot of bank failures that are directly tied to expansive growth.
Figures provided by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation show that the agency is closing an average of about 8 banks each month. Compare that to 2007, when the FDIC seized control of just 3 banks nationwide. The last bank to go under in Tennessee came in 2002, when regulators closed the Bank of Alamo northwest of Jackson.